We are continuing Surah Nisa, and the verse I recited is verse number 51. Have you not seen those who were given a portion of the book? They believe in Jibt and Taghut, and they say about the infidels, these are better guided on the way than those who have believed. What is Jibt and what is Taghut? Jibt is the idol of magic, and Allah used Jibt one time in Quran Hakim. And Taghut word has been used 8 times in Quran. Taghut means false deities, false gods. Another translation of Taghut is the defiant one, the arrogant one. Now, this verse goes like that. Have you not seen those who are given a portion of the book? Who are the people who are given a portion of the book? Not the whole book. Jews, Allah SWT gave them Jewish people that they were given Torah, but they took only part of Torah, part they neglected. So Allah talks about them that have not seen those who were given the portion of the book. But they didn't accept the whole book, they changed it. And they believe in Jibt and Taghut. Jibt means the god of the magic, and Taghut means false deities. And they say about the infidels, that these are guided, better guided on the way than those who have believed in Islam. So they believe in Jibt and Taghut, means god of magic, and the Taghut, false deities, and they say about infidels that they are better guided than Muslims. Allah is saying that that's the statement of Jewish people, that they believe in Jibt and Taghut, they took the portion of the book only, and they say about the kuffar that they are better guided than Muslims. The commentary goes like that, that Ayatullah Imani says that after the Battle of Uhud, Jewish people went to Makkah and tried to make a kind of treaty with those kuffar who were in Makkah, the idol worshippers, and they wanted to please them. So in order to please them, they prostrated in front of their idols. That's what Allah said. They prostrated in front of them. And to just to please them, they said that you are better guided than Muslims, although they were the people of the book. Mizan says that when Ka'b ibn Ashraf, who was a Jewish person, who went to Makkah, and he stayed there, and he said about Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will not help against him, nor I'll fight with him. He said that I will not help against him and I'll not fight with him. He was talking about Prophet, he was a Jewish person. Then he was asked in Makkah, O Ka'b, is our religion better or that of Muhammad and his companion? He replied, your religion is better and older, while Muhammad's religion is new. Then this verse came. Just to please them, although he was a person of people of the book, they knew, the scholars, the Jewish scholars knew, a prophet description was in their book. And even by knowing all that reality, they hide it, and they told those mushrikeen, those kuffar, that this religion is new and your religion is older, so it's better. And so what Allah says about them, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ يَلْعَنِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَهُ لَهُ نَصِيرًا. Allah says these are the ones whom Allah has cursed. And whoever Allah curses, you will not find any helper for him. Because of their hatred towards Prophet, because they said about kuffar, they are better than Muslims, Allah says, I have cursed them. And Allah says, to whom I curse, you will not find any helper for them. أَمْ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. Is Allah yutun nasa naqira? Allah says further about them. Or have they have a share in the kingdom? Then in that case, they do not give a speck to anybody. Allah is talking about Jewish people. That do they have a share in the kingdom? Then in that case, they won't even give any speck to anybody. This kingdom Allah is talking about is a material kingdom and a spiritual kingdom. Allah says that do they have a share in the kingdom? Although they were given kingdom before, we know that. The Jewish Israelite prophets were given the kingdom. And they had given the books and everything. But now Allah is saying that do these people have the kingdom? Do they have the power? And if they have power, they won't even give respect to anybody out of that. Means you cannot expect any good from them. You cannot get any good from them. They will not give you any break, any credit, nothing. They will be against you. They will not help you. They will not accept you. They will degrade you. That's the meaning of that. And that's what happened in today's world with the Muslim. Muslim goes to the people of book hoping that they'll get some favor. They will not get any favor. Except disrespect. That's what's happening today too. Unless you change your religion and become like them, there's a chance. That's what Quran says. But we still see a lot of Muslims going to their doors and begging them. And they get nothing out of it except disrespect. Leaving Allah and going to them, nothing. You will not get a speck of anything from them. Except zillat, except disgrace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says further, أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. Or do they envy people for that which Allah has given them of His grace? But indeed we have given to Abraham's children the book and the wisdom, and we have given them a good kingdom, a great kingdom. Now Allah is talking about Jewish people. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Or do they envy people for what Allah has given them of His grace? Who are the people Allah is talking about? Are they envy the people to whom Allah has given out of His grace? People means here is Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and people means Imam Muhammad Baqir Alayhi Salaam says that we are the people. The purified progeny of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is included in those people. أَمْ يَحْسُدُ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ مَا آتَمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. To the envy people what Allah has given out of His grace. This was envy towards Prophet ﷺ. His description was described in Torah. Because of the envy, they did not accept Him. فَقَدْ آتَيْنَا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِمْ كِتَابَ وَحِكْمَةَ وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. Allah says that surely, Allah gave children of Abraham the book and the wisdom, and we have given them a grand kingdom. Now, who are the children of Abraham that Allah gave such a book and wisdom and a great kingdom? Mizan says, this is Ismail alayhi salam and his progeny, which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and 12 Imams are included in this. Children of Ibrahim alayhi salam, also children of Ishaq alayhi salam, are also included in this. Because Allah gave them also prophethood and book and wisdom and kingdom. Imam Muhammad Baqir Alayhi Salaam says, the book means prophethood. The wisdom refers to understanding and judgment. And the grand kingdom is the obedience. So Allah gave the prophethood in the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that prophet come to the last of to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the wisdom means to understanding and judgment, and grand kingdom is the obedience. The discussion goes further in Mizan that obedience means the obedience to the imamat, to the caliphate. Mulkan Azima, the grand kingdom. Mizan says that this, the grand kingdom, is spiritual kingdom and the material kingdom both included. The spiritual kingdom has the bigger part of it. You know, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Mawla Muttaqiyan is Mawla Kainat. This is the kingdom. The kingdom to rule spiritually and to be the mastership from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Prophet has a mastership. And Vilayat of Imam Ali and Vilayat of Ahlul Bayt has mastership. This is the kingdom. And the when inshallah Imam Mahdi reappears, he'll have also the material kingdom which he's going to rule from east to west with the help of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Imam Sadiq al-Assam says, envy and malevolence are from the darkness of the heart and blind-heartedness, which in turn originates from the denial of bounties of Allah upon human beings. These two are the two wings of disbelief which causes the annihilation of a man. That's what happened to the who rejected Prophet and Prophet and rejected Ahlul Bayt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says further about the one who did not accept Prophet. And Allah says further in the next verse, for minhum man amana bihi wa minhum man sadda anhu wa kafa bihi jahannam sa'ira. So of them were who believed in it, and of them were who bared from it, and sufficient is the blazing fire. So man amana bihi, believe in it, believe in him. It is the what Mizan says, believing in Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some believed Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and some did not believe Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah says, one who did not believe, for them is the blazing fire. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says further, Inna alladhina kafru bi ayatina sawfa nuslihim nara kullama nazijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghairiha liyu لِيَزُوقُ الْعَذَابِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Verily those who disbelieved in our signs, soon we will cast them into fire, so oft as their skin shall be burned. We will change them for other skins, that they may taste the torment. Surely Allah is the mighty, the wise. Allah says about the one who disbelieved in Allah's signs. Allah's signs are two signs. You know, Quran is Allah's signs, ayat. And Ahlul Bayt, Atar, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are great signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah says, the one who disbelieves in our signs, very soon we will enter them in fire. And when their skin will burn, we will change the new skins, different skins, so that they keep testing the torment. Inna Allah kana azizan hakima. Surely Allah is mighty, the wise. See, the science proves that in our body part, the most sensitive part is skin, where the pain sensations are there. Most of the nerve endings are in our skin. It's the scientific proof. The pain sensation is not much in muscle or bone. There is nothing much. So if you don't have skin, you won't feel much pain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about it, that when the one who disbelieves in our verses, soon they will be entering fire and their skin will burn. And when their skin get burned, then we'll change with the new skins, so that they keep tasting the punishment, the torment that they'll taste it. So there was a person, his name was Abi al-Auja. He was an atheist. See how defiant people were. He went over six Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, please recite one salawat, Allahumma salam wa alayhi Muhammad. And he went to him and he said, suppose these skins have disobeyed and were therefore punished. But what about the other skins? See how defiant he was. He said that if these skins were disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they were burned, what was the part of the other skin that they were burned? Such a foolish question, you know. Imam said, woe unto thee, it is the same and it is another. He said, I don't understand this reply. Imam said, suppose a man takes a brick and breaks it, then pours water on it, kneads it, and returns to its former shape, isn't it the same brick and yet another? He said, certainly, may Allah let benefit from you. That's what it is. When Allah produces new skins from the basically from the old ones, it's the same matter. Allah is omnipotent. Now when Allah talks about hellfire, then Allah talks about paradise in Quran Hakim. Next verse is about paradise, which is Sardan Salawat, Allahumma Salam Muhammad. Walladina Amnu Amal Salati. سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الانهار خالدين فيها ابدا لهم فيها ازواج مطهره وندخلهم ظلا ظليلا. And those who believe and do good deeds, we will admit them into gardens beneath which rivers flow. Therein shall they abide forever, for them are pure companions. And we will make them enter a dense shade. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, what a beautiful verse. The one who have faith and good deeds, Allah will enter them into the in the gardens. We would imagine when these verses we should put in our heart. And when gardens, beneath which rivers flow, they will live there forever. And there will be pure inmates, pure companions. And they will be in dense shade. Means always at peace and relaxation. Just think about it. So beautiful. A believer heart is there, you know. When you read this verse, you should feel happy. You know, like our 8th Imam, whenever he read the verse about Jahannam, he used to cry. And when he used to read the verse about paradise, he used to get so happy. The sign of believer, we should do same way. And excited. So, when Imam Sadiq was asked, please, Sayyidun Salawat, Allahumma Salam Alayhi Wasallam, about pure inmates, he said, Pure mates are those who do not menstruate, nor do they drop excrement. Means they don't have menses, they don't have any kind of excrement from their body. They are pure inmates. And they will have a, you know, like best personality, you know. You won't see all those bad traits of spirituality which you see around, you know. And in human beings, you know, they will be purified. So it's such a beautiful company to be with them. Pray to Allah, Father Allah. We should grant us a paradise beneath which a river flow, and grant us a pure mates. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi. Now, in the same continuation of next verse goes, Inna Allah yamrukum an tu'addul amanati ila ahliha wa iza hakamtum bayna nasa أنت حكم بالعدل إن الله نعم يعزكم به إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا. Verily Allah commands you that you restore deposit to their owners, and when you judge between people, you judge with justice. Verily good is the admonition Allah gives you. Verily Allah is all hearing, all seeing. Allah really says like that. Verily good is the admonition Allah gives you. See how much Allah is giving importance to this verse. That when you see, Prophet was called Amin because he gave deposits to people the way it was always. He was always called Amin. For the first 40 years, he proved that he is Amin. Then after he said, Qulu la ilaha illallah, to believe him. Allah is saying same thing for all of us. That you give deposit to people to whom they belong to. Don't keep it. And when you judge between people, judge with justice. That is the believer. Then Allah says, verily good is the admonition Allah gives you. It's a good admonition I'm giving you. Allah is all hearing, all seeing. Now, there is a small story by Ayatollah Imani that when Prophet entered Makkah and conquered Makkah, he asked Uthman ibn Tala, who had the keys of Kaaba, to give the keys, and he asked Kaaba to be opened, and then he destroyed all the idols. And after that, his uncle Ibn Abbas says that, please give these keys to me, I'll take care of it. Prophet said, no, it will go back to the key which they belong to. And he gave the key back to Uthman ibn Talaq, giving deposit to whom it belonged to. All the Prophet conquered everything. Now Mizan goes very deep about it. What Mizan says about this verse? That Jewish people were given the knowledge of in Torah about Prophet and his signs in Quran. And Allah says in Quran about Jewish people that whatever I gave to you, don't hide it, give it to people. And they did not give it to it, people. They did not. Inna la yamrukum antu addu amanati ila ahliha. That was the amana, that was the deposit they had to give it to people. They didn't give it. They didn't give it. They kept hiding it. Because of am yasudun nase ala ma atam al fadli. Are you envious of what Allah has given with His grace to people? They were envious about Him. We read that verse before. They won't give a speck of it. We read this verse too, right? What was the verse? Am lahum nasibum min al-mulk? Faizal la yutu nasa naqira. We read that verse, right? That do they have share in the kingdom? And if they won't give a speck of it. That's what they did. They didn't give any speck of it. Prophet was described. They got envious. They got jealous. They said about the kuffar, they are better than Muslims. They went and prostrated in front of their idols. They did all that. And now Allah says, give the deposit. They did not give the deposit. They just kept quiet. Because of the arrogance and pride. That we are better than anybody else. Same. We still have same attitude. Didn't change much in 1400 years. Same thing. Didn't change a bit. If they didn't change a bit, then why did we change? Why we don't become like companion of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Strong ones. Why we are selling ourselves? Why our people are not following Sharia? If they did not change, we should not have changed. Imam Sadiq al-Alaf says about the deposit. If the murderer of Imam Ali trusted me a deposit or wanted me to advise him or consulted me, I accepted that from him. Certainly I would be honest in the deposition. That's our Imams. That they are so... they are so careful about the deposits that Imam says, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the killer of Imam alayhi salam, if he would have put the deposit, I would have given the deposit. I would have advised him if I asked my advice. Now next verse is about obedience. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu atiullaha wa atiur rasulu wa ulil amri minkum fa in tanazatum fi shay'in farudduhu ila Allahi wa rasuli in kuntum تؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. I'll read one more time. يا أهل الدين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا رسوله رسوله وأولي الأمر منكم وإن تنازعتم في شيء فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله ورسوله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. سأعرفكم خيرم ذلك خيرم وأحسن تعويلا. Please recite and salawat. Allahu salam. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم وإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله ورسوله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْوِيلًا. Oh, you have faith, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those charged with authority among you. Then if you have quarrel about anything, refer to Allah and the Messenger if you believe in Allah and the last day. This is better and very good in the end. It's a long discussion in Mizan, inshallah it'll go slow. First Allah says obey Allah and then say obey Prophet and those charged with authority among you. Obey Allah is easy to understand, that whatever Allah sends the Sharia, you obey through Quran. But then I say, for Atiyu Rasul, verse did not come Atiullah wa Rasul, it didn't say this way. Verse came Atiullah wa Atiyu Rasul, Atiyat came twice. One itaat for Allah and there is separate itaat for Rasul Akram with ulil amra minkum, together. Mizan says that perhaps it could be like that, that Prophet has two different rulings. One ruling of Prophet was to teach the divine religion, the Quran-e-Hakim, that was the Sharia, that was the one of Prophet Itaat. And second Itaat of Prophet was in his decision making and administrative process. Perhaps it, because of two different obedience to Prophet, it came twice. But it is very important to know that in the second obedience, Allah included Ulul Amr with him together on the same level. That as you have to obey the Prophet, you have to obey in the same degree to the Ulul Amr. There's no difference. Minkum, from you. Some people have a thought that this Ulil Amr could be normal people and they can do mistake, and if they do mistake they should be guided. According to Shia commentary and according to Shia opinion, this is wrong. It is with the Prophet, Atiyur Rasulah wa Ulil Amr minkum, together. There is no question of mistake at all. They have to be sinless, masoom. And their obedience is mandatory. First they have to be masoom, and their obedience has to be mandatory. Then they say minkum, that normal people can be minkum from you. No. Mizan says there are verses about Prophet that he's from you. Prophet has been called fikum, from you is a prophet. When Prophet is from you, why can it come for the Ulil Amr minkum? They are from you too. Prophet is from you too. When the obedience, Allah asks in Quran and Hakim, obedience of parents, obey your parents. But if they are associate partners, don't hear them. Don't listen to them. And they can do that because they are parents. They can do mistake. Do not follow them. And this is a small wilayat at home. What about the universal wilayat? How could they do mistake? And if they mistake, how could you hear them? Allah made them mandatory for you. They have to be sinless. And the verse goes further. Then if you quarrel about anything, means you who? Believers. Not between you and Ulil Amr. No, believers. And then if you quarrel about anything, refer to Allah and the Messenger. If you believe in Allah and the last day, this is better and very good in the end. Allah is making this issue so serious that if you quarrel among yourself, refer to Allah and Prophet if you believe in Allah and Day of Judgment. Allah rarely says in Quran like that, in kuntum tu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. If you believe in Allah and the last day, it's rare to make things extremely important in the matter. That if you are quarreling about any issue, refer to Allah and Prophet. Here Allah did not mention again Ulil Amr. Why? The reason is that Allah ordered in the Quran Hakim to follow Ulil Amr. Prophet ordered to follow Ulil Amr. Allah is saying that go back to Allah and Prophet because they ordered to follow Ulil Amr anyway. In the same verse, follow them. If they are your wali, they are doing administrative government, you have to follow them. And there is one more issue. What is another issue? Allah and Prophet, Allah made Shariat, Prophet taught the Shariat, Prophet made the rule of Shariat because Allah taught him through Jibreel. Those revelations were complete, the revelation only came to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Shariat was established. Ulil Amr implemented that Shariat, they didn't change the Shariat. Their role is to administer and implement the Islamic laws and administer the government. That's the difference only. Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari asked Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about this verse. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "They are my caliphs, O Jabir, and the imams of the Muslim after me. The first of them is Ali, son of Abu Talib, then Al-Hasan, then Al-Husayn, then Ali, son of Husayn, then Muhammad, son of Ali, who is mentioned in, as Al-Baqir in Torah. You will surely meet him, O Jabir. When you see him, convey my salam to him. Then As-Sadiq, Ja'far, son of Muhammad. Then Musa, son of Ja'far. Then Ali, son of Musa. Then Muhammad, son of Ali. Then Ali, son of Muhammad. Then Hassan, son of Ali. Then Muhammad, son of Al-Husayn, Al-Hassan. Proof of Allah on this earth and Baqiyatullah. That was the hadith from Prophet ﷺ about this verse. When fifth Imam was asked about this verse, he said it's about the Imams. And when sixth Imam was asked, he said the Imams from Ahlul Bayt of Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ali was asked about issues. The least by which a servant goes astray is that he does not know the proof of Allah, the blessed, the sublime, and the witness over his servant, whose obedience Allah has ordered, whose love and obedience made obligatory. Imam Ali is talking about Ulul Amr. That was Imam Ali. And Imam Ali talked about how a prophet always mentioned about his family. Hadith Thaqlain. Imam Ali said he always mentioned about the obedience and love of Ahlul Bayt. Now the verse goes further. Alam tara illa alladhina yaz'umuna annahum آمنوا بما انزل إليك وما انزل من قبلك ويريدون أن يتحاكموا إلى الطاغوت وقد أمروا أن يكفروا به ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا. Have you not seen those who think they believe in what has been revealed to you and what was revealed before you? They intend to resort in the judgment of a taghut, while they have been ordered to reject him. And Satan indeed intends to mislead them far astray. Allah is talking about those hypocrites. That you have not seen them, they claim, it's false claim that we believe. They believe in what revealed to you, Prophet, and what was revealed before you. But they want to make a taghut, a false deity, as the judge. Although they were ordered to reject him. And Satan wants to take them astray. And verse goes further. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَىٰ رَسُولِ رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَسَّدُّونَ عَنْكَ سُدُودًا. And when it said to them, come to what Allah has revealed and to the messenger, you will see hypocrites bearing to you with utter aversion. And when it's told them that come to what has been revealed through Quran and come to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you see Prophet, they is hypocrite, they with hatefulness they keep themselves away from you. Who are those people? These were the people who were by name, they were Muslim, and they were going to Taghut. Who are the Taghut? The arrogant one who don't want to listen to Prophet ﷺ. And these are the Muslims who are arrogant ones. And they went to the Taghut. They went to Taghut at that time. They go to Taghut today as well too. You see them going to Taghut. One who followed Taghut at that time, those same people are following Taghut now. If you leave Ahlul Bayt, that's what happens. They were by name, they are Muslim, but they did not hear Prophet. When Prophet gave the last speech about Imam Ali being the successor, they didn't hear Prophet. They want to go to Taghut. Am yasudun nas ala ma atamla mil fadli. Do they envy people what Allah had given with their grace? It was envy. The envy, the hatredness, that why it got to Prophet ﷺ, why it got to Ahlul Bayt. This envy destroyed their religion, made them hypocrites. And this envy came, this envy was from there, and in 50 years that envy changed to Karbala. This envy changed to Karbala. Yazid said in Damascus that today we took the revenge of our forefathers. What they said was a false claim of Prophet that he had a revelation. There was no revelation, he said that. It was the envy. Because of this envy, they kept the children of Ahlul Bayt 3 days thirsty. They butchered the children of Ahlul Bayt.